Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, as she is each Wednesday, Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with Albany Medical Center and Columbia Memorial Hospital. There was an announcement yesterday. What was it?
They are seeking approvals to form what they say is a strategic alliance that would allow for better coordination of care for residents of Columbia and Greene counties. In the past few months, we've seen several Capital Region hospitals announce alliances. That includes Ellis Hospital of Schenectady and St. Peter's in Albany. Glens Falls and Saratoga announced an alliance. And we're finding that such alliances are becoming more common as healthcare providers and hospital systems adjust to the changing landscape under President Barack Obama's signature Affordable Care Act. Yet, what we're dealing with now was the boards of Albany Med and Columbia Memorial announced that they have agreed to move toward an alliance that they say would better coordinate clinical care, develop care integration practices, and find operational efficiencies. Albany Med has a 734-bed hospital, a college, and a physician's practice, and the Hudson-based Columbia Memorial has 192-bed acute care hospital, a 120-bed long-term care site, and 26 primary and specialty care centers. The two hospitals are just about 30 miles apart. The boards, medical staffs, employees, and fundraising arms of each institution would remain separate under the structure, which requires approval from the State Department of Health.
From there, we head to Amsterdam, where a continuing dispute between members of a Chinese Buddhist organization and their neighbors at the Shrine of Our Lady of Martyrs continuing. And what's going on there?
Yeah, this has been going on for more than a year, and at a press conference yesterday, members of the Buddhist organization, which is known as the World Peace and Health Organization, detailed problems they say they're facing in the community, including disputes with the city of Amsterdam over dilapidated properties the group owns. With the shrine, the issue is a dispute over an access road. The Buddhist group purchased the Jesuit retreat house from the shrine back in 2006 and converted it into a temple for its own use. The group used Shrine Road to access the temple until last year when a barricade was erected that blocked access to the portion of the road that led to the temple. Carmen Greco, the attorney for the shrine, said that part of the road that has been blocked is on shrine property and was never built for heavy traffic. When the Buddhist community purchased the retreat house, Greco said there was an agreement that the Buddhists would build its own access road within 5 years. The Buddhists filed a lawsuit against the shrine over the roadblock, but a judge dismissed the case, saying the Buddhists didn't file an appropriate response in a timely manner. The latest roadblock includes five big concrete blocks that were placed in the road, and part of the road was also torn up. According to the people at the press conference yesterday, the concrete blocks were placed by the shrine just over a week ago.
We've been talking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can head to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, as always, thank you.
Thanks, David.